I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News. You've no doubt been hearing about the deadly quake that struck Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India yesterday. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says, from the reports they're getting from on-ground partners, the epicenter was in a sparsely populated area. And that's good because there were fewer casualties there. Bad because this is where the Taliban's active. Again, it's early yet, and not all of BGR's partners have made contact, so would you please continue to pray? The next 36 hours are critical to survivors.
This is a very needy area. It's a hard-to-get-to area, and this earthquake, even as a tragedy and looking at it as something that is, you know, affecting human life, interrupting families and communities, also an opportunity to make the love of God known to a place that may not hear the message many times.
And Europe's borders aren't the only places brimming with people. Today, orphanages are overflowing with kids who don't know what the word permanent means anymore. Ruth Olson of Bethany Christian Services.
Institutionalizing children is not a great plan for their future. And we would say God designed the family. Man designed orphanages to respond to a crisis, but God designed the family.
Bethany's built a successful foster-to-adoption model that's been replicated in Ethiopia, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. The model's proven successful in other continents as well. The common point?
Through partnership with this church, we are placing children in loving Christian homes.
Family support and mentoring are other key pillars in the program. The end goal? Work themselves out of a job. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Jihad in the Middle East makes it easy to overlook what God's doing there. But as you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's his personal journey to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.